Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Milani.
And I'm Junie, and you're listening to Sustain Love and Kindness. In this podcast, we talk about why it's important to take care of our planet and how we can help.
This episode is dedicated to our Girl Scout Silver Award project. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes.
All right, everyone. In this episode, we are so excited because this is a topic that we have, well, I in particular have been learning about more lately. And it actually has, you might remember from our last episode, I talked about how I'm doing a technology cleanse. And so this episode is gonna be fun. It is on sustainable electricity and technology. So some of you may or may not know, but using your phone or using your computer all the time is not good for several reasons. Now, you might be thinking, like, how does that have anything to do with the environment? It's not making any trash. But something doesn't have to make trash to be bad for the environment. For example, your phone obviously doesn't make trash, except for when you buy it first. But the technology and the Wi-Fi, oh, I will admit, it doesn't have a lot to do with the environment, but we will get into some of those details later. But what it does affect is your brain and yourself, and part of living a zero-waste lifestyle is being healthy as well, not even just food-wise, just being kind to your body. It's treating your body as a temple, and you have to treat your body well, and, you know, health doesn't just mean constantly having Wi-Fi and these signals going through your brain. If you have your headphones in, they're going directly through your brain. They're not good, and we will talk about that later a little bit, but that is the main thing that we're going to talk about in this episode, is how technology and electricity affects the environment and affects us, and things that we can do to make it more sustainable. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the carbon footprint.
Right, so carbon footprint. You might have heard us say before, or you might have seen on social media, you might have seen people saying, you know, do your best to reduce your carbon footprint. And what that means is pretty much your carbon footprint is what you leave, your mark that you leave on this earth environmentally wise. So say you were a litterer and you littered, I don't know, cigarettes or your Starbucks cup. If you littered it everywhere, that's the carbon footprint you're leaving, is all that trash. Or say that you drive around a lot and you have a car that doesn't exactly use the best type of gas. The carbon footprint you're leaving is really bad, I guess you could say, gases in the atmosphere. And so really, electricity takes up 40% of your carbon footprint. So with zero waste, you might have heard that, you know, instead of getting, say, a receipt, you could ask for it digitally, or instead of reading a book, because that requires paper and cutting down trees, you get it on an ebook like a Kindle. And while that may be good in some cases, you don't want to be spending too much time on electronics. So it contributes a lot to climate change because, well, a lot of us don't even know where electricity comes from. It doesn't come from a lightning storm. Like, they don't rely on lightning storms these days to generate electricity like they did in, say, when Benjamin Franklin had that kite with the key on it. Or in Back to the Future, when they relied on that thunderstorm to help them get back into the future. Like, that's not what it's actually coming from. It comes from fuel. And that can be any type of fuel, from like gases and stuff. And in the process of making that electricity, it releases something called greenhouse gases. And Junie's going to go into a little bit of detail on what those are.
Yeah, absolutely. Greenhouse gases. I know we've talked a little bit about this before, but greenhouse gases, here, give me just one second. I'm finding, okay, Wikipedia. A greenhouse gas, sometimes abbreviated GHG, is a gas that absorbs and emits radiant energy within the thermal infrared range, causing the greenhouse effect. The primary greenhouse gases in Earth's atmosphere are water vapor, H2O, carbon dioxide, CO2, methane, CH4, nitrous oxide, N2O, and ozone. Now, that is a quick description of it. Okay, so here are the different things. Carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide enters the atmosphere through burning fossil fuels. Coal, natural gas, and oil. Solid waste, trees, and other biological materials. That's just a quick description or a quick explanation of what greenhouse gases are. They are the gases. What's a good example, Milo Lani, of what produces greenhouse gases?
Cows. You might have heard us say in the How to Save the Rainforest episode talking about cows, and they produce methane that goes into the environment. And trust me, methane smells so bad.
Yes, that is very true. And that is the whole reason why a lot of people stop eating red meat but continue eating other meats. And you might be like, why would you only stop eating some meats? And that is why. Because cows, in particular, they produce methane, like Miley Lani was saying. So if you stop eating cows, it stops creating the need for cows, stops creating the market for cows, if that makes any sense. You might be like, if you stop eating cows, then wouldn't there be just more cows? And the answer is no, because farms actually breed cows specifically for eating. And if there wasn't a market for red meat or cow meat, then they wouldn't need to do that. And then the only cows would be the cows that were naturally there. So if you stopped eating red meat, that is a relatively easy and straightforward way to reduce your greenhouse gas use, because that eliminates methane from going into the atmosphere. Of course, not 100%, but that is definitely, I know in other episodes we've talked about little steps that you make and that everybody else makes that can create a big impact. So that is really all that zero waste is. Not one person is going to, one person is not going to change the entire world. If you are the most zero waste you possibly could be, sure, that's going to help, of course, obviously, and that's why we do it, but if everybody makes one small little change, that is going to help more than people really truly understand. And that is why we started this podcast and our Instagram and our YouTube channel, to inspire everybody to make little changes. Nobody has to be, I mean, you guys don't feel pressured to be completely zero waste. Miley, Lani, and I are not completely zero waste. We still make trash occasionally. Of course, we do our best, but nobody... It's not about who makes the least amount of trash. It's just about trying your best, even if, you know, your small change is switching from liquid detergent to laundry powder or cutting out plastic straws. If everybody does that, think about the impact made that way. And so that is why a lot of people stop eating red meat, because that little choice, that little decision can really have a big impact on the earth.
The next thing that we're going to talk about is, well, cleaner energy, because we've talked about what the impact can do if you are on electronics a lot, more than is necessary. So how can we have cleaner energy? And it might not just be, you know, watching TV or sitting on your phone or computer. It could be other things like a car or a washing machine. So Jeannie's going to go into one specific United States company that makes a really big impact.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we are going to talk about is a brand called Energy Star. You've probably heard of them before. They're pretty popular. Energy Star is a company, and I'm going to read a little bit about them on their website right now. It says on their website, energystar.gov/about, you can go to check that out and read about it for yourself if you'd like. What is Energy Star? Energy Star is the government-backed symbol for energy efficiency, providing simple, creditable, and unbiased information that consumers and businesses rely on to make well-informed decisions. Thousands of industrial, commercial, utility, state, and local organizations, including nearly 40% of the Fortune 500, don't know what that means, partner with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to deliver cost-saving energy efficiency solutions that protect the climate while improving air quality and protecting public health. Since 1992, Energy Star and its partners have helped American families and businesses save 5 trillion kilowatt hours of electricity, avoid more than $450 billion in energy costs, and achieve 4 billion metric tons of greenhouse gas reductions. Over the lifetime of the program, every dollar EPA has spent on Energy Star resulted in $350 in energy cost savings for American business and households. In 2019 alone, Energy Star and its partners helped Americans save nearly 500 billion kilowatt hours of electricity and avoid $39 billion in energy costs. Now, that it might be a little confusing, but I'll just break it down a little bit more clearly for you. So Energy Star, one really good example of an Energy Star product are washing machines. Now, I'm sure you've heard of HE or high efficient washing machines and dryers. So for an example, my washing machine is an HE machine and it is Energy Star. It has like the Energy Star logo thingy on it. And that just means that it uses the energy to the, as the name suggests, as efficiently as possible, and it doesn't use greenhouse gases, or at least uses very little. I don't know 100% about it. Now, some other ways to eliminate, to make it even more energy efficient is to use cold water. I've talked about this before. If your washer has the option to do tap cold in particular, that is the way to go, because a huge percent of energy that goes into washing machines is because of hot water to heat the water that washes your clothes. And you might be thinking like, well, it's kind of unavoidable. Hot water helps clean my clothes and helps get stains out. And the answer is, I didn't even ask a question, but the reality is that's absolutely not true. In fact, cold water has been proven to get stains out of clothes much better. And hot water helps absolutely, well, not at all, to get your clothes more clean. Cold water does absolutely, well, the exact same job, and it is a lot more gentle on your clothes. And the best part about it is if you use it on the tap cold setting, it's not using any energy to change the water temperature. It's just however the water comes out of the pipe. So you are saving so much energy. That is the best way. Even if you don't have an Energy Star washer or an HE washer, whatever washer you have, just set it on cold if that's an option, or tap cold, and that will save so much energy in that itself. So if you have a HE washer and you wash it on clothes, then good for you. That is the best option. So anyways, Energy Star is just a company or brand that makes products using the energy as it should, and the products that are marked by Energy Star, it's basically just claiming that their products are, it uses energy the most efficient way possible, if that makes any sense. I know I'm having a hard time wording things today. I'm really sorry, but yeah, that's a little bit about Energy Star. Again, check out their website if you'd like to read some more for yourself. We are going to hop on to the next topic, which is clean energy from solar power and wind turbines. So Miley Lani is going to tell you a bit about that now.
Yes. So maybe you want to help out, but you can't really buy anything from Energy Star because, like we've said before, you don't need to go and buy a a refrigerator or an oven that says Energy Star on it if you've got a really good one that still works. So here are a couple of swaps. So I'm reading this from a site called EPA.gov, and I'll link it in the blog. And it was talking about how when you use electricity more efficiently, it pretty much decreases the amount of fuel needed to generate electricity and the amount of greenhouse gases and other air pollution that is created in the process. But it says that electricity from renewable sources such as solar and wind generally does not contribute to climate change or local air pollution since no fuels are combusted. So I was just going to tell you about solar power and wind turbines. So you may have seen these little bluish, blackish little panels on people's roofs, and those are solar panels. And what it does is, you know, I'm just going to use Wally as an example. When he runs out of battery, he opens up these little panels and it goes doot, 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 brr. And if you have a really old, like, MacBook computer, it makes the same sound. Anyways, that's him charging up from solar panels. Or maybe you have seen NASA. I know they've been posting a lot about their Mars mission on social media. And if you notice on their Mars rovers, they have solar panels on them because they don't have astronauts going up there yet because they don't know if it's safe yet. And they have solar panels on them because they don't have batteries. They don't have electricity up there. So they just use the sun to charge them. And I think that's pretty interesting. So maybe you don't live in a very sunny place. Suppose that you live where there's a lot of clouds. There's another option. It's wind turbines. These are typically out in rural areas far away from the city because they are huge. And I have, when I was in Kansas, I saw this truck carrying one of the panels from it. And it was huge. It was so long. So wind turbines they're actually pretty cool. There are these huge white things. They kind of look like windmills, but a little bit more modern and minimalist. And they use wind to generate power. So depending on the speed of the wind, it turns the wind turbines, and in that process creates free energy. So you don't have to worry about fuels. You don't have to worry about greenhouse gases because literally those things are not powered by electricity at all. In fact, they are powering the electricity. So those are two options, solar power and wind turbines, for cleaner energy for when you are not on your TV, your computer, or your phone. The next topic that we're going to talk about, though, is how to reduce your carbon footprint while you're on your devices. Now, I'm just going to say right up front, some people do need to be on electronics, whether it's for their job or other reasons. I know Junie and I are both on our computer and phones right now to record this episode. And if you're listening, you're obviously on your device to listen to it. So we are going to talk about other ways that you can reduce your carbon footprint, but still be on your device.
Yeah, so one of our tips, we really like the tips that are like this because it is so accessible for everybody, and everybody and anybody could do this, and that is listening to music offline. So you might not know this, but even if you have an app like Amazon Music or Spotify, if you're just like listening to a random playlist on the app, you're still streaming music technically. It's still using up energy. It's still using Wi-Fi. So what we recommend to do it, sorry, is you can download your playlist on the app. Now it's really simple. You just literally click a button on Amazon Music anyways. I can't speak for any other apps, but it's all contained within the app, and you still just use your playlist however you would. You don't have to click anything special. Just download it so that whenever you don't have Wi-Fi, you can still listen to it. Now, I did this before I even realized it was better for the environment, just because it was more convenient for me whenever I was on road trips or something and we didn't have Wi-Fi. My playlists were downloaded so we could just listen to the music. And the reason that this is more sustainable, more eco-friendly, is because you're not using energy, or you're not using the electricity and the power it takes to use Wi-Fi or use cellular data, whatever you're using, to stream your music. It's already downloaded in your phone or in the app, and it's Good. Now, music videos are, I know it can be fun to listen to music videos sometimes or watch music videos, but music videos are way more, they produce way more carbon emissions than even just music on your app, and if you didn't download it, because they're videos and because they have, they're like really big files, and it just doesn't really make sense. I know a long time ago I had a playlist on YouTube of music videos before I had a phone. It was on my computer, and I would just play those videos over and over and over again. And I, now that I'm realizing how not good that is, I feel kind of bad about it. But anyways, if you have a choice, please don't watch music video. I mean, okay, like most things, you don't have to cut it out altogether, but just do your best to listen to whatever music you have downloaded on the app. You can it's completely free. You don't have to pay, or you don't have to, it's not hard at all. It's just one button. And now I know it does take up a lot of storage, and if you don't have that storage on your phone, then the best alternative is to just play it on the app. Yeah. Cutting out music videos and cutting out song videos on YouTube will help a lot. I know most people, or a lot of people, don't know that. So yeah, download a music app, stream from there, and if you can, download the songs. That is the best way to go for listening to music sustainably.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they may not have this option because maybe they don't have a paid music plan. I know that Amazon Music, we have this thing called Amazon Music Unlimited. Both Junie and I have this because our parents paid for it, and they have to pay every month for unlimited music, any songs we want. I also have Pandora that I listen to sometimes, and that's pretty carbon intensive because it has to load ads, and I can't download anything on it because I don't have a paid version. So if you really don't have any options, like if your parents don't pay for a music app, then just try to, if you're going to listen to music, just if you're going to watch it on YouTube or something, maybe try to find an audio version instead of the video, because then at least all it shows is the album cover and not just a bunch of videos, because it just takes up a lot of bandwidth. And also, listening to music offline, I've proven this because I, as you know, I'm going on a road trip, and sometimes when I'm in the car, my parents let me listen to my iPod. I listen with my downloaded music. I have a whole ton of downloaded playlists of all sorts of different songs, and if you put your phone on airplane mode and listen to your music offline and don't touch it at all, it can stay at the same battery percentage for a pretty long time. Like, I was listening to music for over an hour, and it stayed at 99% the whole time when I had it on airplane mode. And also, if you charge your phone on airplane mode, it charges faster and uses way less electricity. So here's a couple other tips. Set a time for your computer or monitor to turn off. I know that a lot of people have this option where it just turns off after like 5 minutes. Try not to use screensavers because that takes up a lot of power. And if possible, just turn off your device when it isn't in use. I mean, there's really no reason to like leave your computer up if you're, say, going to the bathroom or going to get a snack. There's a couple reasons for that. Number one, so that your little brother or sister doesn't get onto your stuff. And two, just so that it saves energy and battery power. I mean, battery power used to be a huge issue for me because I have a really old computer, but it works great. The battery used to be a problem. I replaced it, and now it works fine. And as long as I close my computer every time I get up, then the battery just stays the same. And also, another tip is lowering the brightness on your screen. I know that might seem like super simple. I do it on my iPod and I do it on my computer, and it saves a whole ton of energy.
Yes, and that's better for your eyes as well.
Yeah, don't lower it too much, though. I know that I lower it a lot, and my parents are just like, why is your screen so dark? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yours is extremely bright. But, I mean, it's just whatever is more comfortable for your eyes.
All right, so our last tip, and this is something that I have been doing for years and years now, and that is to use Ecosia or Search Science, or Search, why can't I say that? Or Search Sense instead of Google. Now, Ecosia is my preferred one. I know my Leilani uses Search Sense, but
Search Scene. It's Search Scene.
Oh man, that, yep, Search Scene. Thank you, Miley Lani, or Search Scene. I know Miley Lani uses Search Scene, but I prefer Ecosia just because I've been using it for years. I haven't actually tried Search Scene yet, but Ecosia, so I can't speak on Search Scene, maybe Miley Lani can talk about it a little bit, but Ecosia is it's kind of a browser extension. It's just an alternative to Google. You can download it onto your computer as your preferred search engine. That's what they call it. And then every time you open a new tab, it will open up Ecosia instead of Google. Now, the reason Ecosia is better than Google is, A, Google is like humongous, and even though you're not paying for Google, you're supporting Google and their company, and they are not eco-friendly by any means. I'm not saying that Google is evil or that you should completely not use Google at all. That's not what I'm trying to say. But Ecosia is a little bit smaller, a lot smaller, so you are supporting a smaller space. Of course, it's free. And with every search, actually, I'm not sure. I think it's every 50 searches they plant a tree, or every search. I think it's every 50 searches they plant a tree. I'll open my Ecosia right now. I have planted 270 trees with Ecosia. So I am reading it right now, and it says, this is the number of searches you have performed with Ecosia. On average, you need around 45 searches to plant a tree. So you can go on to, let's see, I'll go on to their website right now. Here we go. Yeah, okay, so I've planted 208 trees. And it says, what's really cool about it is on their website, when you go to their website, it says trees planted by Ecosia users, and you can see the number continuously growing. Right now it's at 124,538,475, which is crazy. Now it's 70, now it's 80, now it's 481. It's just like it's continuously growing, and that's so cool and inspiring to see. It's lifetime. Anyways, like I said, it's completely free. You can just download it as your preferred method, your preferred search engine, and every 45 searches, it'll plant a tree. So that's super cool. And the reason that planting trees is good for the environment is because it neutralizes carbon, the carbon footprint or the carbon emissions, and releases good oxygen. Without trees, it would be really disgusting, like we talked about in other episodes. So trees filter out our air, and they are just amazing. They make our air breathable, and they make our air clean to breathe. So we love trees.
Yeah. So Search Scene, you might have been wondering, what's that? I just started using it because I tried Ecosia, but then for some reason it got rid of all my stuff on Google, and I'm like, okay. So, I mean, I still used it every now and then, but I'd always forget, and then I heard about Search Scene. And I'm like, okay, how is this different from Ecosia? And I saw a thing comparing it, and it's a little different. So, right now, you can, with Search Scene, you can choose what charities you support with your searches. So far, it's free. It hasn't asked me to pay for anything. So, they donate not only just to trees. So, they donate to Eden Reforestation Projects, which plants trees and fights climate change. Oxfam, which is to help fight global poverty. UNHCR helps support climate refugees. UNICEF, which helps support children in danger. WaterAid helps provide clean drinking water. and World Wildlife Fund, which helps fight climate change and protecting wildlife. And you can actually, if you it'll tell you how many searches you have done, and you could, there's check boxes so you can check which ones you want to do. And like Google, you're allowed to pick your own desktop wallpaper for it. I don't know if that's something that, like, might want you to go on there. It's pretty much the same as Ecosia. It just does a little bit more charity besides just planting trees. So, whichever one you want, you can go check out both of them. And whichever one you like the most, you can use.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the next thing, we're almost done with the episode, but now that we've talked about why it is important to use less technology, why it's better for the environment and all that stuff, you might be wondering, like, well, I am on my computer all the time, or I'm on my phone all the time. How am I supposed to spend less time how am I supposed to spend less time on technology on your screen? Now, we talked about this a teeny bit in last episode, but the first thing I am actually going to talk about is my technology cleanse. Now, we all know it has a dumb name. Miley Lonnie clearly made fun of me for my name last episode. It was late at night. I thought I had a good idea. Leave me alone. anyways, so I call it the breath of fresh air cleanse, okay? You can think whatever you want about my name. but it is just my version of a cleanse. It's a technology cleanse, so I have not been on my computer at all for 2 weeks now. It's almost been 2 weeks. Now, you might be like, well, you posted a YouTube video and you're recording these episodes. Miley Lonnie just said that you were on your computer. I know. I'm on a desktop where that's where I do all of my work for the podcast. And then I don't need technology for my work or my internship either. So that is kind of how I do it. I haven't been on technology at all, I mean not recreational, so not Hulu or YouTube or Netflix, Disney Plus, whatever I used to, spend 3 hours just laying down in my bed like a couch potato, just watching these shows or whatever. Now, I will say I have been missing my weekly episodes of Riverdale and whatever else I used to watch. I can't promise that I will stick on this cleanse any longer than I have to. But yeah, with that being said, I have noticed the time that I have not been on my computer, I have got so much done. My body has been feeling so much just better and healthier in general. And when you're not just like laying down, like binge watching your favorite show, whatever that is, you can be really productive. You can get so much done. I'm starting a garden in my backyard. I'm working on a project for my internship right now. In case you didn't know, I have an internship with a party princess company, at Magical Princess Parties on Instagram, if you want to check it out. And so I sewed a costume for that just in the past like 2 days. I would never have done that if I had, if I was still, you know, binge watching Supernatural and Riverdale, just because I was lazy. I'll be honest, I will admit, I was quite lazy whenever I had my computer. And so whenever you're not on technology, you just realize how much time there actually is in the day. Before, when I got home from work, like I said, I would just couch potato on my bed and watch shows, and then like, oh, I have no time to do anything. And like, well, dummy, that's because you were on your computer all day long. That's how you spent your time. So even if you can't give up all of the screen time, maybe limit yourself to 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day. Whatever. It's really up to you and up to your lifestyle. No one's forcing you to stick your computer in the attic like I did. You can do, of course, it's your life, your whatever, you can do whatever you want. Anyways, that was a little rant. How you can spend less time on your computer. One, if you don't need to be on your computer at all, like me, you just want to be on it. I found that whenever I tried to do these things in the past, my self-control, I had no self-control when it came to technology. I would say, like, okay, I'm putting my computer on my shelf. I'm not going to be on it this whole week. But because every morning I could see it still, it was still in my mind, and it's so easy to just open your computer and, oh, I'm only going to spend 30 minutes or more, an hour more. Oh, I'm cleaning my room. I can have a TV show playing in the background. Like, it's so easy to just spend time on your computer. So what I did, like I mentioned before, is I actually put my computer in the attic. If you have self-control, you don't need to do this, obviously. But I could not get myself to stop getting on my computer. So what I did was just put my computer in the attic, and I have not broken my promise of not going on my computer at all, which is really crazy for me, because before I tried to do these things, and like I said, I wouldn't be able to do that. So anyways, out of sight, out of mind is what is my advice. If you don't need to do that, that's fantastic for you. But that is my advice, and I think Miley Alani has some other things to talk about as well.
Yeah, so screen time wise, that's something that I really need to work on, especially these past few months. I've been on my computer like almost every single day. And I mean, I would stop using it like Junie does, but I have online classes that I do. I have twice a week, I have sign language classes that are online. I have, I'm taking enrichment classes on Varsity Tutors, and especially since I'm living in an RV with my family, there's not really a lot of space for school books since I'm homeschooled. I have like one textbook and that's it. And that's for something that involves my computer anyways. So, I mean, spending less time on your computer. For one, I don't watch shows on my computer because I don't know any of the passwords to our stuff. So we have Netflix. We have it on our iPad, but only my mom watches stuff on there. We have it on our TV. We have Prime Video. I don't really watch any shows. I mean, I watch The Mandalorian. I just started watching Little House on the Prairie with my family because, yeah, Junie was the one who told us about it. If you want to watch a really good show and you don't want to have to worry about, like, any of this, like, I don't know, like, inappropriate, like, not kid-friendly stuff, go and watch Little House on the Prairie.
It's a very yes, family-focused show. It's a Christian family-focused show. It is my favorite show of all time.
Yeah, I really love it. I finished, like, episode 14 with my family last night. We're still on the first season. I was like, I don't know how many seasons there are. But it's such a great show. It's very educational. My parents this morning were just like, why can't you be more like Laura and Mary Ingalls? They talk to their parents with such great respect.
I know. My parents told me the same thing.
If you want a good show to watch with your family that, you know, actually teaches you some stuff, you go and watch Little House on the Prairie. It's on IMDb on Prime Video. If you have that, I don't know where else it's on. But yeah, so anyways, screen time, focusing on screen time. So I just started doing this today, actually. I downloaded this Chrome extension called Limit. And what it does is you can set a time limit for whatever websites you want. And so I did that for Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube on my computer. And I think I set it for 30 minutes on Instagram and Pinterest and 45 minutes on YouTube, just typically because YouTube videos are longer. And it actually sent me a notification saying 15 minutes until your time is up. And the only reason I was on Instagram today was to check on our podcast stats and stuff. And I was also looking for quotes and, you know, just trying to build up our following so that we can get more people listening to our podcast. And it said 15 minutes left, 30 minutes. So I was only on there for 15 minutes throughout the entire day. And then I also started using the screen time thing on my iPod. I don't know how it is with Android or Samsung phones, or I think those are the same thing. I don't know. I am an iPhone user. So I turned on screen time today and set time limits for certain apps on my iPod. And it will tell me whenever my time is almost up, and then it will shut me off of that app, those apps for the rest of the day. So it really helps you limit your time that you are on social media. Maybe you're not on social media. Maybe you spend a lot of time looking at YouTube. You can do it for YouTube. Maybe you spend a lot of time just browsing the web. Maybe you could set something for that. So say that you want to just get off screens altogether. So what do you want to do? You can go outside and take a walk with your pet, read a book, play an instrument, grab a camera, not your phone, and take some nature photos or draw or write in a journal. I know this is kind of like, it may sound a little bit counteractive, but I started a board on our Pinterest page. You can find us at Sustain Loving Kindness Podcast, and it is called Less Phone, More Life. And I uploaded some tips and infographics and saved some from other people that are ideas for when you're bored that are different from just sitting and scrolling through TikTok and Snapchat and stuff. So I added a couple of things on there, and if you want to go check that out, that's great. If there's any others, you can, I don't know if you can message, but maybe you can comment on there and ask to become a collaborator, and we'll let you go on there. But if you're going to, like, put something that's completely different, then we might take you off. But
we will take you off. This is a family podcast.
Yeah, we're trying to make it very family-friendly, so don't just put, like, makeup tips on there. It's just... I don't
nothing
know.
Nothing inappropriate like for our with. Podcast, ladies. Or
yeah,
guys.
I mean,
we did get some guy listeners, which is cool.
Yeah. So don't put anything that's got like any curse words on it. Don't put anything that is like telling you to go do something illegal. Don't do that. Just like don't do that. I know that sounds crazy, but you know, people do things.
Yeah,
so
crazy
I don't
people
know.
Are in the world. Just if you post anything on our Instagram on our Pinterest, whatever you do that has to do with us, please keep it family friendly. We are a family friendly podcast. We are Christian based. Please keep it appropriate for everybody, all ages, all genders, everybody.
Yeah. So, so just to recap on what we learned about today, we learned about reducing your carbon footprint, we learned about cleaner energy, how to reduce carbon footprint on your electronics, and how to spend less time on a screen. So, I think that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to start doing notes at the end of our video. So the notes for today, or the announcement. So the announcement for this episode is I started a YouTube channel for our podcast, Sustain Loving Kindness YouTube channel. I posted our first video. Now you might be like, why the heck are you saying I? Like, it's, you're not the only one. I know. I know. I just get used to saying I. Now I will say Miley Lonnie has been doing a great job working on the blog, and I have been working on the YouTube channel. But we are still both collaborating on both, and we have videos planned together in the future. For now, it is mostly me, but yes, of course, it is both of our podcasts. We both do equal work. Anyways, that was random. So,
yeah, I'm just a little camera shy, I guess you could say.
You're fine. So, yeah, check out our YouTube channel if you would like. It is Sustain Loving Kindness on YouTube. I'll leave, it's on our website, so you can check out our website and find the link to our YouTube channel. I have one video up so far. I just posted it a couple of days ago, and I am going to try to post a new video every week, just like the podcast, but I still, like I said, I have, you know, a job, an internship, this, and then whatever. Okay, you don't need excuses. but I will do my best to post a new video every week. Subscribe if you would like to go check out our YouTube video, our YouTube channel. Of course, it's completely free to do so. So yeah, that's the announcement this week. We started a YouTube channel. That's about it. Okay, thank you guys. Oh, one more announcement. We are one follower away from reaching 300 followers.
I think we might have already reached it.
Oh, really? Oh, I just looked on our podcast. We have 301 followers. Thank
yes.
you so much. Thank you, all 301 of you, for following. I cannot believe we have 301 followers. That is absolutely crazy. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for your continued love and support. It really means the most to us. I mean, we are still pretty small. We're still growing. We're still very new. So just thank you guys for sticking with us, those of you who have. Of course, we love each and every one of you so much. Thank you for growing with our little family. And we hope that you stick around even longer and share it with family and friends. Our mission, the whole point of us starting this podcast and YouTube and whatever else we started, was to inspire others to go eco-friendly and to go zero waste and to live a more sustainable lifestyle. And that is exactly what we're doing. And we are so over the moon, excited and proud, and just thank you guys so much. You are amazing. This podcast would be nothing without you, besides a podcast, because if a podcast has no listeners, then that's just awkward. So thank you guys, we love you. We hope you enjoyed it and learned a little something new. Subscribe to stay tuned. We post new episodes every Friday and have a plethora of interesting content planned for you guys in the near future.
When you aren't listening to our podcast, feel free to give us a follow on Instagram at Sustain Loving Kindness Podcast. And there you can find the link to our website, and it's got all of our other links on it, whether it's to our website or our Pinterest page or our brand new YouTube channel. If there's anything that you want to hear about in our podcast, send in a voice message or give us a DM on Instagram.
We love each and every one of you so much. Have a wonderful day, and we can't wait to see you guys back next episode. Bye! Bye.